California Governor Gavin Newsom is predicting brighter days ahead for the state, even as his own political future faces a mounting challenge from Californians who want to recall him from office. In his annual State of the State address, Newsom, a Democrat, defended his administration's pandemic response.
So to the California critics out there who are promoting partisan political power grabs with outdated prejudices and rejecting everything that makes California truly great, we say this. We will not be distracted from getting shots in arms and our economy booming again.
Nicole Nixon covers politics and government for Cat Public Radio, and she joins us now for more. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Tanya.
So Newsom gave the address at Dodger Stadium here in Los Angeles, which is now a mass vaccination site. And he pointed out that the number of Californians who've died of the coronavirus so far is almost enough to fill that stadium, more than 54,000 people. And Newsom tried to cast himself as a leader on pandemic response, but he's also been under this pandemic-related scandal. So how did he defend his administration's coronavirus policies?
He spent almost this whole speech defending his management of the pandemic. He got quite a bit of praise at the beginning last year for this quick response, you know, early stay-at-home orders that did work to flatten the curve. He also talked about these early efforts to get more ventilators, which we ended up not really needing and sending out to New York and other states last spring. But Newsom has also taken a lot of heat for these onerous business restrictions and this sort of whiplash of opening and closing again. The other big thing is that Newsom was caught eating with a large group of people at this posh Napa Valley restaurant. You know, that was about 5 months ago at the same time he was telling people to avoid these kinds of gatherings, and he's still paying the price for that. So here's what he had to say about those mistakes.
You know, I know our progress hasn't always felt fast enough. And look, we've made mistakes. I have made mistakes, but we own them. We learn from them, and we never stop trying. After all, that's the California spirit.
Nicole, staying with the pandemic, Newsom said Californians should, quote, allow ourselves to dream of brighter days ahead. But what are you hearing from public health officials about the state of the pandemic in California right now? Are equity and distribution, which we've talked so much about, still plaguing the vaccine rollout here?
Yeah, well, California has ramped up its vaccination rollout, you know, like a lot of other states. But the reality is that there are some other issues here, too. You know, it has improved, but getting data about how many doses were going to which counties was hard to get. Just last week, Newsom announced that as we do get more doses, the state is going to set aside 40% of those vaccines for lower income communities, the ones that have been hit hardest by the virus. There are still a lot of questions now about how that is going to work. These communities are largely low income, you know, minority commuters, a lot of non-English speakers, less likely to have reliable internet to sign up for traditional vaccine appointments. So it will still be a challenge to make sure that people in these hard hit communities will be able to actually get those vaccines.
Newsom has also come under fire for his decisions around businesses opening and closing. And last night, he did address some of the economic fallout. What did he say about that?
Well, he tried to, again, paint this very optimistic picture. He says that California won't just come crawling back, we'll come roaring back. What he did not mention is that the state's unemployment agency has been perhaps the biggest failure of this pandemic. Millions of people seeking unemployment overwhelmed the system very early on. There's been this persistent backlog. Still nearly a million people are waiting to get their unemployment benefits. But the state's made efforts to address some of these economic inequities we hear about. Newsom and state lawmakers just a week or two ago approved this Golden State stimulus that will send $600 stimulus checks to lower income families and undocumented Californians, which have been left out of federal stimulus packages.
I mean, Newsom did not talk about the recall in his speech last night or make say the word recall, but did he address the elephant in the room?
Yeah, he called it a partisan power grab being pushed by naysayers and doomsdayers. And he spent his entire speech just, you know, making the case that the light is at the end of the tunnel. We're emerging from this pandemic under his leadership and that he can lead the state through the rest of it.
That's Nicole Nixon, who covers politics and government for Cat Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.